his friends. This should be a special for our morning. Rashi Yechilus Hus Moshe Ben Peshadina, Tzvi Ben Yitl, Moshe Ben Malka, and Mordechai Eliyahu Ben Yosef Levi. Brachat Zal B'chol Maaseh Yedeihem. Torah tells us Perek Chav Beis Patzuk Chav Dalet Im Kesef Talbis Am. If you lend money to my nation, Asani Imach Lani with you, Lo Si Lo Kenosha. Do not be a creditor to him. Lo Sima Lo Neshech. Don't place upon him interest. We are going to analyze this pasuk, this mitzvah of lending money, based on the Torah of Marv Rabbi Agon Abel Rav David Yitzchak Manzitzal. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Miachos Mavo Lova Locha Aleph that it's a mitzvah's essay to lend poor Jewish people. L'havos laniyeh Yisrael. It says in Kesef Tavos Ani Asani Imach, our pasuk. I might think it's a reshus tamalor ma'avei tavitena that you have to loan him the money. And the Rambam continues and he says this mitzvah is greater than tztaka, because by tztaka the ani had to ask. Here he hasn't yet come to a point where he has to ask for money. So memela, make sure to give him now. And the Torah was makbid on somebody who was not lending money. And then the Rambam brings the pasuk, v'ra'incha v'chicha evyam. Somebody's not going to want to lend money to the poor person. The Torah is very upset about that. So the Lecha Mishnah asks in the Rambam, how does the Rambam bring the pasuk of v'hishamar lecha, be careful, v'ra'incha that your eye is going to look evilly upon your poor brother, you're not going to lend the money? That's a pasuk in Re'eh, like Abay, not loaning before Shemitah. And the Rambam paskins say for a mitzvah, lo sase reish lamed aleph, meaning a mitzvah sheb reish lechus Shemitah v'yovel, and also in Perakit over there, that there's a special iser not to loan money before Shemitah, and not a general iser. This pasuk of v'ra'incha v'achicha evyon. So the question is, why does the Rambam bring this pasuk here? This pasuk is, Rambam is saying in general, you have to lend your friend money. But here the Rambam brings the pasuk about Shemitah, so it's mashman the Rambam, that the Chiyuv Halva is only because of Shemitah. Because Shemitah is going to cancel the loan. The Rambam is talking in general, so why does he bring a Shemitah pasuk? And the Abbas Chesed asks in the Rambam from the Gemara in Sotah Mem Zayin Amud Beis, that denounces the reprimands the those who are too stingy and refuse to loan money, and it's mashma in the Gemara there that it's talking in general they're not loaning money, because if it's a matter of before Shemitah, so for that Hillel was metakin Prizbul, and Prizbul allows the person to collect the loan, so the Gemara is talking in general. So why does the Rambam imply that no, it's only for only Shemitah? He brings a Shemitah pasuk. Another kash is the Rambam says the mitzvah to lend poor people. The mashma, the mitzvah is only for an ani, not for an ashir. We see not like that in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, Chosh Mimshut Simin Sadi Zayin. The mitzvah to lend both, poor and rich. It says in the Mechilta that ani v'ashir ani kodem, mashma, there's also a mitzvah by an ashir. So why does the Rambam only write ani? The sma and Sifkat and Aleph brings from the Gemara and the Mechilta and about loaning an Ashir. And he says that he brings from Im Kesef Talbis Ami Asani Imach. And what does it mean Asani Imach? That your nation, Im Kesef Talbis Ami Asani Imach, your nation, God's nation, the Jewish people, proceed Akum. You have to give a loan to a Jew or to a Goy. You give the Jew first. That's the mitzvah sese. The mitzvah sese is to give the Jew before the non-Jew. So anybody who's a Jew is included in the mitzvah. Not like the Rambam. The Gra brings from the Gemara and Sukkah Mem Tes Amud Beis, the Tosefta, the Yerushalmi, Perek Aleph, to Pei Halacha Aleph, that Gedola Gemilos Chasadim Etztaka, because Gemilas Chasadim is both to Anim and to Ashirim. So Chesed, like loaning money, is even to Ashirim. So why does the Rambam only say Anim? The Ibn Ezel talks about this. Rabbi Yochanan Fisher Perla on the Rasag, when Sesei Chofhei asks, Rav Metzia Pei Beis. Mar there is talking about somebody who's Malval or Mashkon. A lender who needs collateral. The lender wants to use the collateral and deduct the value of its use from the amount of the loan. So Rabbi Kiva holds that he's doing a mitzvah when he lends the money. The malva is doing a mitzvah when he lends the money. And therefore, he's considered a shomer sachar. And since he's considered that he's doing a mitzvah when he's malval mashkon, and he's a shomer sachar, he's pater from the prut of Rabbi Yosef. He doesn't have to give tzedakah at that time because he's a shomer sachar, he's doing a mitzvah. He's a shomer sachar on the mashkon. Because when someone's doing a mitzvah, he's considered a shomer sachar. Rabbi Eliezer holds no, he's not a shomer sachar. He's not going to use all the mashkon all at once. He's using it little by little. And then the amount that he uses is going to be deducted from the debt. So Rabbi Eliezer says that when he's watching this object, he's not a shomer sachar, he's a shomer chinam. He's not doing a mitzvah. He's not also miskaving. He just wants to use the mashkon. And he's a shomer chinam. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara Bava Metzia and the Pei Beis. So the Rav Yochanan Fisher Perla and the Rasag Mitzesei Chofei brings down this Gemara and he asks, Varei Chaveru Katani V'lav Dafgani. He's talking here not Dafka about an Ani. He's talking about anybody. Why is he talking about anybody? Because the mitzvah to lend anybody. Not only an ani. So Rav Perla wants to say, no, since we're talking about where he gave him a mashkon, we're talking about an ani, because the lender isn't sure he's going to get his money back, so he insists on a mashkon. And therefore, it's talking about an ani because only a mitzvah to lend an ani money. And then he brings the ritva, who says, mitzvah kav dechovi lahavos no ani. So the Ritva says that it's talking dafka about an ani, but this is very dachuk. The Gemara doesn't say anything about an ani. Pashtus is talking about even an ashir. So again, so we have this difficulty with the Rambam, that the Rambam says it's that there's a mitzvah, havas lani Yisrael, when in fact we have many proofs that it's a mitzvah even to lend ashirim, not only aniim. We also have to understand ladas haRambam, that according to what the Rambam says, that the mitzvah says is ba'ani. Because that's what it says in the pasuk. It's ani imach. So the chor of the lav lo siel lo kenosh is only going to be bani. So here also it says ani. And in fact, the Rambam writes perak aleph lo chabeis lo chasma b'loive kenosh is ani. For yadei she'ein lo pashus mash v'ein rola ba'ani. Even though you can also have an usher who doesn't have the money handy right now. So you can also be a nosha to him. But the Rambam says daf talking about an ani. Only problem is the Rambam himself Perak Dalet Alecha Beis, based on the Mishnah, but Metzia Ein Alva Ein Hamed Beis, writes that a Malva Beribis is over, and Lo Siya Lo Kenosha. And this is talking about other lavim of rivets that are definitely talking about an ashir. So lias lo siya lo kenosha, besides being an isser of being a creditor and pressuring the guy to give you the money back when he doesn't have it, is also an isser of ribis. The Rambam says it applies to an ashir. So if lo siya lo kenosha applies to an ashir, then how does that stem with the Rambam? The Rambam holds that this mitzvah is only ba'ani, because that's what it says in the pasuk. But it also says that don't be a nosha is talking about an ani, if you're going with the pasuk. The Rambam says that lo siya lo kenosha is even talking about an ashir, because he holds that the isser of ribis, you're over on lo siya lo kenosha, which applies also to an ashir. So you see that lo siya lo kenosha is also applying to an ashir. But the pasuk only says ani, so if you hold the pasuk says ani, and therefore it's only talking about an ani bedafka, so then why is there a lo siya lo kenosha and an ashir? So it must be then that the mitzvah havo is also on an ashir. So if the mitzvah havo is also on an ashir, so why did the Rambam only say ani? Vayembezet b'kines ha'gadol yaradech elik dalid simen kuf samich os gimel. We also have to understand what it says in the Mechilta here, in the Lashon of the Rambam, that I might think it's a Rishus. It's an obligation. And this is difficult, like Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perl asked in his beer to the Rasag, when he says, Chof Hei. But the Rambam himself writes, Perak Yud, Mechos Matnas Anim, Alach Zayin. So he enumerates the Milas, Bitstaka, Zula Malam Izu, the Hylas Milas, Machzik Biad Yisrael. You put him in such a matzav, he doesn't have to ask anybody for money. And then it says, in other words, hold on to him, he shouldn't need you. Better chop him before he becomes needy. So what do you see from here? You see that v'chayimach is a chiyuv. So v'chayimach is a chiyuv, so you don't have to bring the pasuk avei tavitenu. Could have said, that we have v'chayichichayimach. V'chayimach. V'chazakta bo ger v'soshe v'chayimach. What does v'chayimach mean? Hold on to him before he falls. And if that's a mitzvah to give him halva before he falls. So you already have a source, says Yerucham Fischer Perla, that it's a chov gemura to give a loan. Why do you have to come out to have tavitenu? So you could say that v'chayimach is talking about a halva before he falls, and avei tavitenu is talking about a halva even after he falls. The only problem is that the Rambam says that we're talking about somebody who hasn't yet fallen, somebody who hasn't yet asked for tzedakah. Give him the money before he has to ask for tzedakah. So we're talking about somebody who's before he falls into poverty. So if it's before he falls into poverty, we have the v'chayimach. The Rambam himself writes in Hilchos Matnas Anim in the 10th parak. So Rav Perla discusses this. And please God, in the next shiur, we are going to present the Mahalach. And Emir Tashem, we are hopefully, b'schus avos, and b'schus you, hopefully we're going to see neflos gedolos mitaras Hashem. We're going to see a mahalach in the sugi and this Rambam, the hadvarim ya'iru kesapirim emir tishem. So I ask you, I request that you stay tuned, and we will hopefully be zoche lir'ot niflaot mitorat Hashem. Thank you so much for listening, and it is an absolute pleasure to see these kashas, and hopefully Mirtz Hashem Bukharov, to see the Terutzim as well, to see the Mahalach and the Sugya. Shalom, shalom.